The Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.
This list of things you're not supposed to be doing in 2020, like to let it go, on the list here is I'm not supposed to say lit.
Oh, yeah. To be sure, you were never...
I never did.
You didn't?
Not really.
Good, 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 good. Okay.
So I'm going to start saying it right now.
Goodness,
this is the year
why?
I'm going to start saying it. Because they're telling me not to say it.
Okay.
So nobody tells me not to say lit.
And you don't care how ridiculous you look saying it.
It's subjective, isn't it? Why was it cool then and not now? I say it's cool now. And our show, to be sure...
Don't, Brant, please
what?
Don't say it.
You don't even know what I'm going to say.
Okay, go ahead.
Our show, my show, to be sure, is kind of lit. It's a little bit lit. Is it not? Just a little bit? Yes, it is.
Brant. I can't do anything with this.
It is. So Sherry's not going to participate in the conversation.
I can't.
Yeah, Brant, it's lit. I say it's lit too. Sherry, thank you so much. Saw the Mr. Rogers movie.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. And?
It was brilliant.
Mm.
I cried.
What?
Not like sobbed.
But you were emotional.
I was emotional. There were tears rolling down my cheeks. I wasn't like crying. It was weird how I just... it was weird how that happened.
And that is not normal for you.
No.
Okay.
No. And again, I wasn't like... and it wasn't because something sad happened.
So can you kind of sum up what you what you think the feeling was?
I think like there's one scene where, and this is not a spoiler thing, my goodness. But he wants this jaded reporter, Mr. Rogers, they're having lunch, and he wants this jaded reporter to talk to him about him, and the guy's like, oh, I'm trying to interview you. This guy's like does hit pieces for Esquire or whatever. But Mr. Rogers is disarming because he cares about him. And the guy is upset at his dad and everything. And Mr. Rogers says something like, well, you know what I like to do is just take a minute and think about all the people who've loved us in our lives. Just take a minute and think about that. Because they really have. So let's do that. And what they do brilliantly in the movie is they make you endure that whole minute.
Wow.
Now, how many movies will do silence like that? So that they have ambient restaurant noise, but they turn it all the way to zero. So you're in the theater. Anybody makes any noise shuffling around the theater. If you moved a popcorn bag, it would just, everybody would hear it. But this was a full theater. It was dead quiet.
Wow.
And you can't have that kind of quiet and think about all the people who've loved you without just being really thankful. And there's such a simple graciousness that goes with that that I really loved. Yeah, they have these lists of, oh, you can't say this anymore. It's old. Don't say lit.
That's right.
Don't say this party is lit. This show is lit.
That's right.
But no one's going to tell me what to do, number one, so that's why I'm going to start saying it. And this show is lit.
Okay.
There is an effervescence to this show, a luminescence, that I would ascribe to this show.
Okay.
Would you not?
I will not participate in you saying lit. No.
Just a little bit lit?
There is no little lit, sort of lit, litless, no.
A little.
No.
Tiny.
Okay. I'm not participating
in
it.
Okay, that's a no. Talking about the Mr. Rogers movie, because I just happened to see it. So if you saw it weeks ago, sorry I'm late to this. But he said something that was so good and was kind of affirming to me as somebody who's on the radio. Because he was talking about what he was doing when he's looking at the camera. And he's not talking to millions of kids. He's like, I'm talking to one child. So that's why he would say a question and then he'd leave it silent for a little bit. Give that child. But he's so focused on that one person. And I've had people ask me about that, and maybe they've asked you too this year, but like about do you get nervous? And I don't feel the nervousness of speaking to a crowd. I do feel the weight of I've got a chance to say something that hopefully is meaningful to someone. But when I'm talking on the radio, I'm not talking to a crowd of people. We do have thousands of people listening. I appreciate that. But I am, in my mind, and Sherry is too, we're talking to you. Because people aren't listening in a giant stadium. You're listening in your car, you're listening at home or whatever. So honestly, if it sounds personal, that's because it totally is. This is more like a, it's more like us being on FaceTime or on the phone than it is mass media. So when I saw that, I'm like, good, we're on the right track. Tell you what, you have to shock people. In this day and age, media-wise, you have to say things if you're on the radio that just people are like, what? No way. And then they go out and tell people, and then there's a buzz that gets started, and then people are like, where did you hear that? And oh, they can you believe that guy? So that's what I do. Okay. I'm a shock jock, and I'm rated G, but it's still shocking, so I have to use shocking information.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be better just to give the information? This whole buildup of almost demanding people to be shocked.
I got to explain it.
Okay.
Give people context. Like, why is he so shocked?
Why is this happening?
That's why he's so shocking.
Got it.
You know Twinkies?
Yes.
Yeah, you do?
I do.
They look like they're supposed to look like bananas. And originally, they had banana-flavored filling. But they changed it because bananas were rationed during World War II. So they stopped using the banana flavor for the filling. Because they needed that for... they were rationed. So it's kind of shocking. Hang on a second.
That sound effect is also
that's
to
where
alert
it came,
people.
That's where it came from, though. That's why people are like, what are these things? Well, they're originally supposed to be like bananas.
Okay. Why the name Twinkie? That doesn't have anything to do with bananas.
I can't. There's only so many facts that I can shock you with at one time. It's really true. I think Philip Yancey said this first, at least that I had read it, and that is we Christians get really upset at people who sin differently than we do. We've got our own things we get messed up in, but if somebody's got this other issue, oh, it makes us mad. Oh, we get so upset. And the thing about that is there's no place I could find in the Bible where that's tolerated by God, where one brother or sister gets to point at somebody else and like, yeah, okay, I got my problems, but look at the issue that they have. Yeah, that may not be your thing, but you've got a thing. You've got some stuff. There's no place I could find in the Bible where God puts up with that attitude. And we all struggle with it because it's kind of intoxicating, honestly. Makes us feel better about ourselves. We find the thing that they're doing and then go on about it. Like, I got to watch that. Okay, that didn't go so good. I admit that. I had a shocking fact. It didn't shock anybody. Okay, so here we go. Backup shocking fact.
Oh, there's backups.
To get people buzzing about, did you hear the shock jock?
Okay.
Who? Brant Hanson? Oh, the author of Unoffendable and other Buster and Misfits
sure.
stuff?
Yeah.
Available.
Doesn't he have a new book coming out in April?
No, he sure does.
Boy,
can we pre-order it? Yeah, I suppose we can. Right. I've heard it's great. Anyway.
Sure. All from a fact.
How about this?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know Tony the Tiger, right?
Yes.
Okay. His voice, the guy who does his voice, also sings the Grinch song. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. It's the same guy. Ah.
That's not bad, actually.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, okay.
All right. So,
I don't know that I'd go tell other people that.
Hang on
but,
a second. You will. yeah. You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. That song, that's Tony the Tiger.
And then go right into the Tony.
That's Tony the Tiger singing that song.
I know, but sing it and then go to the Tony Tiger. It's great.
They're great. Can you hear it?
Yeah. Try it.
It's the same guy.
I'd like to hear it again.
You're a mean one, Mr. Grinch. They're great. You can hear. You can even hear when I do it, but it's the same guy.
Guys, please buzz about that.
You can hear that. Even when I do it.
I'm shocked.
It sounds like the same guy is doing it.
Brant.
Would you agree with me? I'm not a theologian or anything, but would you agree with me that God wants us to enjoy him? It's why we're here.
Yes, I would definitely agree with that.
Okay, so that's what he wants. I think that's safe to say. He wants us to know him, to enjoy him, to relate to him. And what's wild to me is how it seems like our entire culture is designed to stop that. Like with resentments and anxieties and like all of this stuff just seems like it's, because you can't enjoy God if you're in a resentment mode against somebody. You just can't.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be quiet. You can't do it. The bitterness thing won't work. The stuff that makes us so anxious, it's hard to enjoy God, just to enjoy him. And this may even sound like a foreign language to you, and I understand that because it is so different. But to have any time where it's actually quiet And you actually enjoy the fact that you have this king for a father who loves you forever. Like, to just enjoy it. Let's talk about fashion for 2020. I saw an article here, what you will be wearing in 2020.
Oh, wow, that's aggressive.
So you're gonna, Sherry, this is for women.
All right.
What you will be wearing, lots of neon colors.
Ooh, like 1980s neon? Mm-hmm.
Rope belts.
Oh, no.
Yep. Mm-mm. And bucket hats.
Get out of here.
No, that's what it said, honestly. That's what you will be wearing. That was the headline.
Okay.
What you'll be wearing. You will.
You took it as a command.
And
all
then right. For men, mm-hmm. I am going to have to wear subtle acid washes, like acid. And then chic patchwork.
I will be. Why are we back in the 80s? What is happening?
I don't want to wear this stuff. Apparently,
they're making us.
Thank you once again for listening to the podcast. By the way, thank you also to Fellowship Home Loans.
Yes, we appreciate them.
Mike and Brian from Fellowship Home Loans are awesome. Mm-hmm. And if you want to refinance, it's a great time to do it. It's incredible. You could save so much money. You can knock years off your mortgage and save money at the same time. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they're great to talk to. They're so on the ball. You're not going to believe it. Mike and Brian, Fellowship Home Loans. We really believe in them. FellowshipHomeLoans.com.
Awesome.
If you want to do that. So Sherry's bringing the content today.
Yeah, just I was, well, you read a scripture, Philippians 4.
Yeah, 6.
6 or 5. I think maybe you read 5.
Yeah, it's do not worry.
Yes.
Instead, pray about everything. Mm-hmm. With thanksgiving.
Yes. And then the scripture after that says, and then the peace of God, which goes beyond your understanding, surpasses your understanding, will guard your heart and mind through Christ Jesus. And my mom just said that scripture to me probably a couple weeks ago. She could see that I was anxious about something. That quite frankly didn't have a lot to do with me, but somehow I had inserted myself into it, and I could not understand something, and so I was trying, chafing, calling, just trying to get an understanding of something that was quite frankly none of my business to begin with, and she never said a word. She just watched me on the phone, and I'm pacing back and forth and calling this one and calling. Well, then what happened? Well, why did blah, 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 blah. And then maybe 2 days after all of that, she called me in her room. And I can always tell when she's about to say something I don't want to hear because she pauses. She says my name, and she pauses. Mm-hmm. And so she said, come in my room. And I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, Sherry. Here's what I'm praying for you. I am praying, and she gave me that scripture. And she said, because what I'm seeing is you want an understanding. You want to understand why this is happening. You want to understand why that person said this and why they feel that way. And why you want an understanding, and I don't think you're going to get one because no one really owes you one. So now what you need, she said, is the peace of God to guard your heart and mind. The peace that goes beyond the understanding. Because that's a trust thing. I don't understand this. I don't understand the dynamics. I don't understand. And she said, I don't think you're going to get understanding because you don't, not that you don't deserve an understanding, but that you're not owed an understanding. Mm-hmm. And that's really, really hard to take for me because I like to understand. And sometimes you're not. And she said, so what I'm praying for you is peace. And when she said that to me, I'm not saying I'm there because I'm not. I'm still stubborn. And so I'm still trying to understand in some ways. But it did kind of free me that that's what God promised me, peace. Mm-hmm. And that peace would guard my heart and my mind through Christ Jesus. And that, I don't know. I passed that on to someone else who was going through some family stuff. And I told her, that's what I would pray for her because that's what my mom prayed for me. And it was really, really freeing. Like I said, I'm still struggling to get into that and walk in that, but just the understanding of it helped me a lot.
Seems like it's related. And we're really needier than we should be. Mm-hmm. But it's a felt need. It's a mm-hmm. need. Like, I need to know what's going on.
Yes.
I need.
Yes.
And Jesus is saying, it's back to that other scriptures we've shared about, I lack nothing.
Yeah.
So the Bible's reminding us mm-hmm. in various places, you lack for nothing. God will provide for you. Look at the birds of the air. Mm-hmm. You don't need to be anxious.
Yeah.
So there's peace that comes with not being needy. Mm-hmm. I don't need to know the yeah. answer. I don't need to see this person punished.
That's
I don't
right.
need to see, like, God's got it.
Yes.
And it does seem like that's really related to it.
It is. It absolutely is. And it drives me.
Everybody.
Yeah. And then it gets into almost control uh-huh. and manipulation. I was talking in a church not too long ago, and I was talking about Jezebel and how she conquered nations and prophets and strong men, and she never had a sword. Hmm. She never had a horse. She didn't have any armor that we know of. It was just her manipulation, her mind, her feeling like she's right and wanting to control it all. Hmm. And just seeing that in myself is difficult. And then I'm also grateful that I live with someone who can identify it and point it out to me.
Yeah, that's another facet that I think about. It's why it's not good to be alone.
Yes.
And whether you're single or married, you can be alone. Mm-hmm. And whether you're single or married, you can have people that can observe you and speak into your life.
Yeah. It's very, very valuable.
Call you out on stuff.
And peace is very valuable. And sometimes that means you're not going to understand what's going on, and the peace of God helps you be okay with that.
And you got multiple people around. And at our recent Sherry review meeting, Bev and I, your mom, with our spreadsheets, so we're just kind of comparing behavioral patterns.
That's
and
nice.
I had some of it graphed.
Is there a PowerPoint?
So there's okay. a pie chart, but there's also more advanced line graphs
Good.
That I think that you will enjoy.
Well, I want to be better.
This has been the Brant and Sherry Oddcast, sponsored by Fellowship Home Loans. To find out more about the radio show or to order Brant's book, Blessed Are the Misfits, go to BrantHanson.com.